Welcome everybody on a bank holiday in December, when it's almost the darkest day of the year, but it's beginning to get lighter here in Guildford by the minutes each day. So that's absolutely fantastic. So great to see everybody, and also the people joining us on YouTube and on the Negotiators podcast. We've got tips for you, and we've got a quiz at the end, which, even if you're watching this on the recording, do join in, do answer the quiz questions. One or two of them are particularly difficult, written by Martin, my friend in Leicester. So we're gonna ask people today, because we've got some very clever people on this program, what their learning points were from 2020 and what their tips are for 2021. And my co-pilot, Esther, will explain this in some more detail. But I'm just going to give you my tips very, very quickly and the things that I learned in 2020. I thought on the lockdown day in COVID that goodness knows what's going to happen. And then I thought, well, there's some things I can do. But would I feel a bit of a fool? I got a little bit of the imposter syndrome at that point. And then I thought, no, you can do it. You've got an address book. You've got a newsletter that goes out on a Thursday. Send it out today. Set up a Zoom call and just see what happens. And after I'd done two, I kept it going. And we'd done 81. This is the 81st. Sometimes you just got to get outside your comfort zone and just do it, and do it now. And then I've learned a few things about how you make Zoom better. For a start, I learned from Peter Thompson just 3 weeks ago that if you wear a pink shirt, you come across with more authority. I kind of didn't believe that, but a white shirt shines the lights back. Blue shirt's not as powerful, so a pink shirt. I also learned to put a white flip chart page on my desk, and that shines the light up, and apparently it doesn't give you a double chin like Will Kintish has got at the moment, looking at him smiling, and I wipe that smile off his face. And I've probably learned about 50 extra tips and techniques during this year that I've been able to share on my briefing and my newsletter. So my answer is, in 2021, go for it, just do it. Or as a friend of mine says, JFDI, but I'm not allowed to tell you what the F stands for. Esther, welcome. Thanks for joining me yet again. We're having a lot of fun, you and I swapping notes, etc. What are your tips for 2020? What's your tips from 2020, and what have you got advice for us?
Well, thank you for having me, Derek. It's such a pleasure to be here, to be your co-pilot. Actually, that's one of my big tips, is always have a co-pilot when you are doing some kind of Zoom event. If you've got somebody there that can pick up the pieces when you drop them, Derek. So, for example, if I'm looking at the chat while you're talking, then we've got each other's backs. And what I realized when I was working with clients is that when I was doing interactive sessions, because I always like to use my audience, I really needed somebody that could read what was going on and field the questions. Because if you're fiddling around, looking like this, looking around the screen all the time and trying to do the technical stuff, it just doesn't come across as well. What I learned was, you've got to carry on. The show must go on. And I really wasn't that comfortable in front of the camera before COVID hit. So BC, before COVID, I actually didn't find it very comfortable having a camera on me, even though my background's BBC broadcasting, 20 years working with Hollywood stars, and I quite often name drop, and I've interviewed the likes of George Clooney, Madonna and Danny DeVito and the Spice Girls, and lots of sports personalities that you might want to ask me about next week. But here's the thing, if you're behind the camera most of your life and you know how to do it, you kind of spend your whole time thinking, I should be better at this, I know what to do. In theory, I knew what to do, but actually it's not about the theory, it's about the practice. So what I learned was, and when I actually did my first big Zoom, it was actually not on Zoom, I think it was on Teams or GoToWebinar. It was my first big event that was live, and I've done loads before, but the first big one that I did this year, it was really quite awful. And I learned everything from unmuting yourself, having some light, having a double chin, where to put the lights. Do you wear pink? Yes, you do. But I'm not sure if pink is the colour to make people believe you more. I mean, all I know is don't wear white. That's a good tip because it reflects back. Don't wear black because it makes you look like you're in a funeral. Don't wear little stripes or spots or they'll fizz. And the camera will kind of, people will be obsessed with your clothes because they'll be making little kind of, I've got my dots underneath this. People will be obsessed with your dots shimmering in, on the camera. But definitely do wear a good colour. And what I've learned really, apart from the co-pilot wearing a colour and having good lighting, is just what you said, just do it. The show must go on. You every day put yourself, you know, in that spotlight, get in front of the camera and just do it again and again and again. And even if you hate watching yourself back, watch yourself back.
Brilliant, Esther. And we're talking about light bulb moments today. And it was Thomas Edison that invented the light bulb, and he came up with the light bulb moments. So we want your light bulb moments today, and we're going to put you in breakout rooms in a minute. I'm in charge of the breakout rooms, and Esther's just going to explain what we want you to do and how it will work. We had great fun with the breakout rooms when we've done it. So over to you, Esther.
Okay, so we're going to go into breakout rooms now. There's going to be about three of you, or maybe two or three of you in each room. So nominate in each room, nominate a sharer. So not an oversharer, a sharer. And the sharer is going to share some of the stories and some of the tips that you talk about in your breakout room. What you are going to ask each other is this question: what was your light bulb moment of 2020? Maybe you had several, but what was, can you share one moment when you either thought, no, what am I going to do? Or, wow, I can do this. Or, you know, did you have a moment in 2020 that you can share with us? A moment. So one of my moments was that when we went live on that very first, it was actually with the, actually, I won't say who it's from, if this is going to be going on YouTube. But one of my very first shows, I'm not going to say who it was with. I mean, literally people were actually, I could see on the chat box that people were saying, oh, I'm not sure about this. And they were kind of like, not slagging me off exactly, but I could kind of see in the corner of my eye that the chat was coming in and it wasn't really necessarily very favorable. And I found it really, really hard. A, for the having not positive, not having positive feedback, I found really hard. And just feeling like I might be failing a little bit. And it's funny that you mentioned Tom Edison there, because didn't he say I failed 10,000 times?
Yeah.
And then I created the light bulb. So
what we're going to do, I'm going to cut you off there because I'm just doing the breakout rooms. We're just going to switch to Lester, to Martin, our quiz master. He doesn't know I'm going to do this, but I just want him to give us just one taster question from the quiz he's been working on 24/7 since last week. Over to you, Martin.
Okay, good evening all. Here's a little starter for you. Most of you will get this, I suspect. The theme this time is New Year's as opposed to Christmas. So it's still a seasonal theme, but it's New Year's as opposed to Christmas. And the first question is, and you need a pen and a paper if you're going to answer this, of course. What word do the Scottish people give for the last day of the year and its celebration? What word do the Scottish people give for the last day of the year and its celebration? Did you get that, Tim?
He's muted. He's muted.
Oh, muted him. I'm sorry, I didn't.
You didn't get it. Tim, the question is, what word... Notice my observation of the body language here, Derek, all right?
Yeah, pretty good.
Very good.
Good to you, Martin.
What word do the Scottish people, Tim, give for the last day of the year and its celebration?
And you write your answers on a bit of paper.
If you ask Norman in the chat box and stick a fiver in an envelope, he'll give you the answer.
Right, okay. We'll come back later.
Yeah, Esther, we're going into the breakout rooms now. We'll just go for it. And
so 7 minutes. And what was your light bulb moment or moments in 2020 that you learnt from?
And it's a lottery who you get. There's nothing scientific about
it. Yes, when it invites you.
At all.
I haven't got anything yet. Oh, yes. So, Derek, shall I go into room one or shall I stay out here with you?
You can go in and out and see what happens.
Okay, yep. Great. I'll go to breakout room one then, yeah? Remember to press pause record.
Oh, yeah, thank you. Absolutely.
Genius. Okay, pause record.
Thank you. Welcome back, everybody. I hope you enjoyed that. It's always great fun going into breakout rooms. I must admit, I was watching your body language when we said you're going into breakout rooms. Here's the question. And like role plays and syndicate exercises, people started ducking and diving around as they normally do. Okay, over to you, Esther. You're going to take the first group's feedback, I think.
Okay, so welcome back, everyone. It's great to see you. I really like breakout rooms. Will Kintish, what is your view before I go on about breakout room number one? What's your view of breakout rooms? You think, yay, breakout rooms?
Yeah, I love them. Absolutely. Why not?
Well, Will's a networking expert, and I think it's that virtual water cooler feeling that I like about it.
Yeah, it creates an intimacy.
Yes.
Where there's three or four people in a room, you can have a good chat. You know, if you get anything, I mean, how many have we got here? 16, and probably 15 other people want to talk. Well, it's just not very easy. So three or four at a time is good.
Thank you, Will. You are the networking guru. You're my networking mentor. Okay, so in breakout room one, I had very, very good stories and chat from Tim Durkin and Paul Coleman. So Tim, you both had very specific and brilliant, you call it an aha moment, not a light bulb moment, an aha moment. Yeah. So will you share, you and Paul, or just give us the headlines of your aha moments?
Well, the aha moment for Paul, and Paul agreed that I would be the sharer, was the value and the utility of Zoom. Like most of us, he was a little bit reluctant at first, but then he started doing more and more virtual meetings via Zoom, and actually had some of his best clients, three attorneys who had 5 minutes away from him. They had lunch prepared, ready for him. And he said, no, we're gonna do this virtually. There was a little bit of hesitancy, but it went very, very well. And he continues to use it. So Paul, did I miss anything?
Paul's on mute. By the sound of it.
No, I'm not. Can you hear me? No.
Yes.
Okay. Yes. No. The only thing, though, is the step beyond that. That once it became Zoom, became the moment to embrace. Was then to say that it didn't stop there. It goes on and on, really. And I mentioned ever so briefly that in my sort of fledgling business on following my retirement, I've now, looked at MailChimp as a way to communicate, and that might seem pretty old hat to some people, but it's that was a big step forward for me. And I don't expect that all the techniques and opportunities will stop. I think there's just more and more out there that can leverage this new Zoom status.
My aha moment was actually it was the second Derek chat show. The Derek Arden chat show. Yes, that my sainted Irish grandmother, you'd always tell me,
there's only one Derek.
Yes, that's right. There you go, known by his first name like Beyonce. My grandmother would constantly drill into us, if you can't get out of it, get into it. If you can't get out of something, then just get into it and do it. And in the first week, I lost all my business. My calendar just evaporated. And the second chat show was about all I had to do all week. It was then that I got into it and I found the chat show, the guests, but the experience of talking with one another, extremely nourishing, body, mind, and soul. And that became, has still, a very big part of my week. It's the best way to start out my week, and it's 11 o'clock here. So that was my big aha moment, was the chat show, and miles mean nothing with Zoom. There's no distance.
Yeah, I love that. So that your tip though, I love that tip from your grandma. If you can't get into it, if you can't get out of it, like as in, I've got to get out of this is awful. Yeah. Get into it.
Yep.
Love and that. That's a great one.
She has a lot of sayings. If the weather was bad, she is terrified of thunderstorms. I'll say what, and she is 96 years old, smoke four packs of cigarettes a day, but she's terrified of thunderstorms. The only thing in the world that scared her. and she'd be smoking and there'd be a storm and she'd jump. And I said, what do you think of this crazy weather, Grandma? And she's a saint, actually. She'd go, this shit all started when they put that guy on the moon. Somebody touched something. Somebody touched something. So there you have it. When the weather turns bad, now you know.
It's a man on the moon. Love yeah. that. So Derek, do you want to take Breakout Room 2 by storm?
Yeah, let's take Breakout Room by 2. Who's the speaker? Who's the share in Breakout Room 2?
Well, I think I adopted that role by not by any unanimous decision, but I, you know,
Martin, Jill's giving you the thumbs up.
It's your charm, Martin. It's your natural charm.
I can't help myself.
I'm told.
Remember what we said last week, that you were a natural? A natural ... fill in the dots.
Well, we had a technical problem to start off with, which is not my forte, right? We couldn't hear Jill. She looked as lovely as ever, but we couldn't hear her. She had to call in some IT support. So she had to sit on the sidelines to start off with, but luckily she did come back on later on. Norman kicked us off. He talked about the structure of a normal day, which is totally thrown out of the window when the pandemic came. So you need to reorganize that and start to do the things that you... well, you tell them, Norman. I've written some notes. I can't read them now. Where's Norman?
Now, my suggestion was that at the end of the day, write down the things that you're going to do the next day with and prioritise them so that when you get on your computer in the morning, you're straight into something that you know you're going to do. My other suggestion was only do your emails twice a day because it's so distracting to every time there's a ping to it, leap into something, and then you've lost another half an hour looking at something. So.
Thank you, Norman. And then... when Jill did manage to get in, her key learning point was very early on in this process. And this is the importance of planning, preparation. And she used an example where there was an attempt by a local authority to build a bus station in her front garden or very close by anyway. And she did a lot of research and there's lots of things that would have been ignored by the council and the planners. And she lodged a petition and with the help of her neighbours. And as we speak, that whole thing's been put back. It's not been necessarily been cancelled forever, but it's been put back. So that was a real success for her.
Martin, I can see a bus driving past that window on the left, actually.
Excellent.
I've got a funny story about that, but I'll tell you that some other time. my contribution was... the opportunity, because we were first into lockdown in England, the opportunity to do all those things that you'd promised yourself to do, particularly around the house, you were given the perfect opportunity and no further excuses. So there's a great sense of achievement in using that time productively around the house, painting and decorating, fixing things, getting rid of rubbish and that sort of thing. The other thing I thought of was I've stopped listening to the news because I found it depressing. But my light bulb moment, it wasn't, light bulb is the light goes on as soon as you switch it. Mine's more one of the modern versions where it gets brighter slowly, okay? and it got brighter slowly in respect of resilience. More and more as we went through this, there are brilliant people out there who are doing their absolute best to make a difference. And they are making a difference. On my own regional news at sort of 7:15 in the evening, they made a special issue of having 5 minutes singing the praises of people who are really doing something special in their communities. So that was my light bulb moment.
Fantastic, Martin. And we'll hear from you and your Irish grandmother on another programme, OK? So you better make some notes of that. We have to hear from Tim's Irish grandmother. Anyone else with an Irish grandmother that's going to feed us some stories, let us know. That's brilliant. Thanks, guys. That was absolutely great. I do that, Norman, by the way. I do that when I think about it. And so I get off to a cracking start first thing in the morning, but particularly Monday mornings when I do my briefing and my newsletter, which incidentally I use Constant Contact for. You use MailChimp, Paul. It's just that Constant Contact works better for me, even though my friend Will Kinsey says I'm totally overpaying for it because Will will always have a cheaper deal than other people, perhaps. Who knows? Esther, back to you. And
okay, so who is in breakout room three? Hands up. Hello, Amy. Hello, Amy and Christine and Alex. Did you choose a sharer? Okay, you need to unmute yourselves. We'll do a quick roundup then, a quick fire roundup. Christine, your light bulb moment and your tip.
Well, I think it's Amy's purpose to be our sharer.
But we'll just do a quick tip and a quick light bulb moment from each.
Well, it was just amazing how much of your life can actually move seamlessly online. You know, like work, yeah, social, quiz, choir, Keep Fit, everything. And I'd never heard of Zoom before. And I think it's a real credit to us all that we all managed to actually do this largely most of the time.
And let's all give Christine a round of applause, keeping each other upbeat. I completely agree with you on every level. It's amazing. We can shop. We can get on with our friends, have a water cooler moment. Amy, what about you?
So my light bulb moment this year was to really focus on having courage of your own conviction and just taking belief to the extra level. So whereas before I might have ummed and ahed about doing something, I absolutely went for it 100% at the beginning of lockdown. And that was the all about purpose and discovering and helping other people find their purpose. So as most of you know here, it was all about focusing on why we do what we do. And it was creating the podcast thereafter and also a coaching business around it. So for me, my light bulb moment happened to be as a result of my business partner saying he didn't want to work on that particular business anymore. And after a sort of a week of deliberation and some help from some friends, I discovered what I could do and how I could do it. And that was it.
Great. That's so good. So you're a pivoter. You're a
successful
pivoter.
Oh, no, don't use that word.
I know. It's just so funny. I won an award for pivoting. I mean, I don't know if I deserve it at all, but it was definitely for pivoting. And Alex, what about you? Did you have a light bulb moment?
Sort of, yes. And it's also my top tip for today. It's always have a plan B. And have the plan B before you need it.
Great. I think I have a plan A, B, C and D.
Yes, you're allowed C, D and E and...
Yeah, that's great. Many... So what was your plan B? What was your plan B at the time?
It's just adapt to circumstances, really.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. And the organisations that I work with and the clients I work with, the people that have that attitude of, you know, we need to adapt, we need to change, and they're open to change, are the ones that are doing really well and thriving. And it's not all doom and gloom. I mean, it is doom and gloom. I mean, there's a lot of horrible, there's a lot of bad stuff. But actually, when it comes to what you can do, that's really what you need to be focusing on. And I mean, I'm actually really quite thankful about some
that
of these
was a negative.
Go on then, Derek. Oh, was that a negative? I got belled off. That's because I said something negative about doom and gloom.
Zoom and boom.
It's zoom and gloom. Zoom and boom. Okay, so you're gonna facilitate breakout room four. Who was in four? It's your turn, Derek.
Okay, I'm just gonna say that it was Marks and Spencer's. I remember Stuart Rose went in with a blaze of glory into Marks and Spencer's to change it round, push the share price up, and advertising didn't. We don't have a plan B, which I thought was an odd thing to stick on their walls and everything else, because I was just thinking, what if things break down and things don't happen? So you probably remember that, Alex, as well, but. I thought that was very odd, but Marks and Spencer seem to have gone downhill ever since, haven't they? But there we are. We'll see what happens when they reopen properly. Group four. I can't remember who was in group four. Who's group four? Who's the sharer for group four? Will Kintish.
We didn't have a sharer, did we, Martin or John?
No, we didn't.
No.
No.
I don't mind. You can do it, Will.
Go on, Will.
You can do it, Will.
Well, Derek Arden, I've heard some beautiful words just come out of Martin's mouth. His light bulb moment was the fact that, and I hope I've got this right, Martin, and John will back me up, that you have been a massive, massive life changer to him with these chat shows ever since it began. Is that right, Martin?
That's right. I think I said in my note to Derek, you know, he's kept my sanity and the positivity that's come out of not just Derek, but him gathering the band of people together that have been on the chat shows from around the world. And I think if that hasn't generated positivity to everyone, I don't know what would. And just on a tip as well for this or next year, and I think Tim Durkin mentioned this last week, you know, it's controllables and uncontrollables. And that's something that I think I've concentrated on, is concentrate on the controllables and you get more positivity out of that, as opposed to thinking about the uncontrollables that you can do very little about.
I think there's a...
I totally discounted Martin's light bulb moment, because he was another... It turned out he was another banker. And
I wasn't...
Bankers praise one another all the time because no one else does.
Hang on a minatejohn. He worked for NatWest. He was the opposite.
All right. But I think you're all from the same...
Yeah, well, you would do, being an accountant. I was going to say there's nothing more boring than an accountant, but I thought I better not say that because you'd get upset when...
You need to be belled off, Derek. You get the bell.
Yeah. Oh, the bell. Yeah, sorry.
Oh, yeah. Well done, Esther.
But I think that Martin, I think we should give Derek and Martin a quick round of applause. If you can
put your embarrassing
mic up. If you've got your mic up, let's hear some clapping. Don't you miss that? Don't you miss that sound, Derek?
Oh, yeah, that's great. Thank you. I wish I had hadn't got my pink shirt on. I was going red. But Martin, thanks for that. I did show it to other people. Martin sent me a bottle of wine and a Christmas card with all the tips and some of the tips from you guys. And that was absolutely brilliant for me that he took the trouble to post that. It arrived registered letter, and my wife wanted to know what on earth it was. But there we are. That's great. I think we've missed out on one person, have we? Who's that? John.
We need a quick light bulb moment from John.
From John.
Well, mine was quite easy, because Will's light bulb moment was Zoom and how he could effectively use Zoom and continue to spread his networking skills. And my light bulb moment was of working my network and faking it until I made it, really. I just strutted my stuff and pretended I was brilliant at all sorts of things.
We can see, John.
And you turn out to be brilliant at all sorts of things.
John, you've got a great voice, very, very lovely voice, so keep at it.
I've developed this from Jeremy Clarkson. I think, he's
also my... another banker of sorts.
I'm not a banker.
Only you can say that. Only you can get away with saying that, Esther, on a recording on YouTube.
I didn't say anything bad at all. No. Will.
Well, mine was very simple. When March the 23rd appeared, I thought, well, my services are as dead as a dodo. Who the hell wants to learn how to work a room? Because there were no rooms to work. So I went into the garden for 3 months and sat there and reminisced and thought about it. And I realised that we can network virtually the same online as you can face-to-face. And as John has quite rightly said, you should be focusing on past connections rather than looking for new ones to try and create fantastic new business relationships from the start through the camera. I would suggest it's not easy. It's possible, but it's not easy. So John and I, and perhaps a lot of you, are just going back through our little black books, because all the paid work I've had since September has all been past connections, no new ones. And that's been my strong advice to my clients, and it's worked for me as well.
Fantastic, Will. And it's just the last group. Over to you, Esther.
Yes, who was in room 5? Gregor? Yeah,
me and Anthony.
And Anthony. So we're going to be quick because our quiz is coming up. We've got Martin's quiz coming up. So yes, Gregor, in a nutshell, your light bulb moment and your...
Yes, of course. This is connected with my experience with COVID. So I had this opportunity, let's say, to see the hospital from inside. Yeah, and it's connected, of course, with the people who are working there, with all the doctors, with all the staff and so on. So what they are doing for the other people, so unselfish. So I would say that this gives you then in your mind what more I can do also for the others, or to be more kind, or to be more positive, or to do something more for the people which I know. Yeah. As I said, so still because of my age, let's say I'm a little bit younger than some people of you here. This is, sorry for that. Yeah. But some of those people in hospital who are really above 80 years old, so I was able to move around. I could go to the bed, I could go to the toilet, but those people who are above 80, so they are really struggling. And these people who are taking care for them, yeah, we said to in Slovenia, head down, yeah, to them, yeah. Okay, so from Anthony, so Anthony, if I miss something, please add this. So whenever we point the finger to somebody, we need to know that four other fingers are striving back to us. And we should first ask ourselves, if we are finger pointing to somebody or saying something about somebody else, we should first think about maybe this is also applicable to us. Yeah. And the tip for 21, so it is also from Anthony. Cherish the people around you because you don't know how long they will be with you. So Anthony had such an experience with his friend. Unfortunately, his friend's wife died in October, if I remember correctly. And this was an experience that we should take care for the people around us because we don't know how long we will be with them. Yeah. So that's from our side. Anthony, if I missed something, please.
No, just to add to that, I received the news on the 24th of December. And the lady had died on the 6th of November, and he was a dear friend of mine. But my light bulb moment, in actual fact, happened about 15, 20 minutes ago. Because if you remember, there was Anthony Artis and a black screen. And I thought, this has never happened before. I just cannot understand this at all. Why can't I see myself? And you're looking at your screen, and then you suddenly raise your eyes and think, there's no camera there. And the camera had fallen on the floor. And that was about 20 minutes ago. Therefore, I picked it up, stuck it on the top of the, and here I am in glorious Technicolor.
Well done, Harry. That was great. They were pretty deep. Group 5, Esther, came up with some pretty deep.
Oh, we've really, yeah, that was, it's good. It's rich and varied. And I think, you know, we all care more probably about the people around us because we don't have very long with them. That's one of the takeaways from this year, I think. But now we've got to end on a high. Martin, are you ready?
Well, thanks for that introduction.
We've got to end on a high. Yeah.
Hope I can live up to it. Okay, folks.
Just concentrate on living.
Yeah. Now, before we get to the quiz, can I just take a really good screenshot? This is a really good Zoom tip. Look at your camera and fall in love with your camera for 1 second. I want you to love your camera. You're in love with it, okay? So love your camera, ready? 3, 2, 1. That's a really good screenshot I'll send to you, Derek.
Thanks, Esther. We'll put that in the first newsletter next week.
Great.
Yeah.
And now it's time for, give him a round of applause, Martin, with his unique quiz.
Okay.
Martin.
Okay, folks, well, welcome to our second and much anticipated seasonal quiz. This time the focus will be, as I said earlier, on New Year's events, traditions and incidents. The questions, as always, have been vetted by our quiz controller, who used his well-tested measure of quality, which is, quote, "If I don't know the answer, nobody else will." So, 10 quick-fire questions, some bonuses as before. It's an honesty quiz, so you keep your own score, and we trust you to do that honestly. Maximum points available this time, 15. And we all know what points mean.
Prizes.
Okay, so we've got prizes for the winner and the runner-up. Both prizes are unwanted, unused Christmas presents, kindly donated anonymously. The winner will get the Donald Trump Junior Lie Detector Kit. Fun for all the family and personally recommended by Santa Claus. It's true, it's true. The runner-up will get the Boris Johnson antique-styled hairbrush and comb set. A must for every former Etonian Oxbridge wannabe. So pens and papers at the ready. Here we go. First question, you've had it already. What word do the Scottish people give for the last day of the year and its celebration?
Easy. Got it.
Second question. In which European country is it a tradition to jump from a chair just before midnight, on New Year's Eve, that is, and also smash plates against friends' doors? So in which European country is it a tradition to jump from a chair just before midnight and also smash plates against friends' doors? Question three. On New Year's Day 1993, which former European country effectively split into two? On New Year's Day 1993, which former European country effectively split into two, making two separate European countries, of course. Question four, what name was given to the predicted computer meltdown at the beginning of the year 2000? So as we entered the new century, what was the name given to the predicted computer meltdown? Question five, can you name, and I only want the surname, but if you can give me the first name as well, there's a bonus point attached to this one. The president of Cuba who fled the country on January the 1st, 1959, forced to do so by the advance of a rebel army led by Fidel Castro. So in other words, who was Fidel Castro's predecessor as president of Cuba? 1 point for his surname, 1 point for his first name. Question six. On January the 1st, 1881, Ferdinand de Lesseps began French construction on which great civil engineering project? 1st of January, 1881, Ferdinand de Lesseps began French construction on which great civil engineering project? I'll give you a clue there. It wasn't in France. Question seven. Is American Samoa in the South Pacific, in the South Pacific Ocean, is it the first or the last place to see in the new year? American Samoa in the South Pacific Ocean, is it the first or the last place to see in the new year? That's testing your geography. Question eight, who won a Golden Raspberry Award for Worst Actress in her 2012 film, New Year's Eve? I'll give you a clue in a minute. Who won a Golden Raspberry Award for Worst Actress in her 2012 film, New Year's Eve? Clue is Sex in the City. That's the clue. Now, question nine. This is a multiple choice question. What does Auld Lang Syne mean? As in the song, Auld Lang Syne. Multiple choice, there's three possible meanings. The first one, A, is it means for old time's sake. The second one, B, is it means for happy memories. And the third one, C, is for saying goodbye to the past. Which of those three is the definition or the interpretation of for Auld Lang Syne? And finally, and this is the big point question, this is, name any of the top five most popular New Year's resolutions. You get 1 point for each correct answer. So there's 5 points available. I suspect if you just write down your 5 year New Year's resolution, you'll get all 5 correct. It'll be the same ones as you made last year and the year before. All right.
Martin, the worrying thing is Norman's body language. He's been smiling all through this, all through the competition. I don't know if he's looking at his phone and cheating or what, but.
Norman's a competitive quiz entrepreneur, not whatever. Okay, the answers are, the first question about the Scottish people's word for New Year is Hogmanay.
H-O-G-M-A-N-A-Y.
Okay. Question two, the European country where they smash plates and jump on chairs is Denmark.
A lot of head shaking.
I thought it was going to be Greece.
Well, I thought it was going to be Greece, but isn't that a Scandinavian country?
It is, yeah. Well, no, Greece is not. Greece is European. Denmark is also European, but it's Scandinavia as well, of course.
You never said Scandinavia, though.
I didn't say, I said European.
You said European, yeah.
Yeah, Denmark is a European country, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. On New Year's Day 1993, which former European country effectively split into two? Shout it out if you know it.
Czechoslovakia.
Yeah. Now the Czech Republic and Slovakia. Question four, what name was given to the predicted computer meltdown at the beginning of the year 2000?
Millennium bug.
The Millennium Bug. Can you name a surname? Will do, but if you got both, you get a bonus of the predecessor of Fidel Castro, President Batista.
Yeah, Juan Batista.
Batista, okay. And his first name was Fulgencio.
You get 5 points for that.
Light, isn't it, Fulgencio? It's something to do with light, anyway. I'm not a Spanish speaker. Oh, question six. On January the 1st, 1881, Ferdinand de Lesseps began French construction on which great civil engineering project?
Suez Canal.
Panama.
The Panama Canal.
Panama.
Is American Samoa in the South Pacific Ocean the first or the last place to see in the new year?
Last place, yeah.
It's not a lot, not that far from the first place, of course, but there you go. Who won a Golden Raspberry Award for the worst actress in her film New Year's Eve?
Was it Sarah Jessica Parker?
Sarah Jessica Parker.
No, won't
Sex in the City.
I thought Meghan Markle.
What does old lang syne mean? It means for old time's sake.
Is it A?
Yes, it's A.
Yes.
Because if you think about the song, it says for the sake of old lang syne. So it's for old time's sake. And question 10, name any of the top 5 most popular New Year's resolutions. You get 1 point for each. First one is losing weight.
Yay.
Second one is stop smoking.
Yay.
Third one is improve your finances, budgeting, planning, or whatever, saving money. Anything to do with your financial situation, you'll get a point. Fourth one is changing a job. Look for a job change. And the fifth one is taking more exercise, keeping fit, that sort of
thing. Yeah.
So each of those will get you a point. So tot up your points, so, and we'll see who's won.
One, two, three.
Got to go now.
when that all discussing.
I only got 5.
So oh, I beat you. Anybody get 15? 14? 13?
Come on, Martin.
12? 11?
Oh.
10? 9, surely. 9?
A lot of honesty here.
It was hard. 8. It was quite hard.
8?
I got 8.
Who's that?
Oh, damn.
Norman again.
Again.
Well done, Norman.
That's something wrong.
7. Who got 7? Yeah, there's three, four people got seven, I think, from hands. Five people got seven. So I don't know how we're going to split that hairbrush and comb.
I'm good.
I don't need it. It's okay.
I don't need it, yeah.
And we've just gone six o'clock for the live ones. We've just gone 6 o'clock, Derek, just to let you know.
Yeah.
So that's it, folks. Thank you for participating. That's the end of our quizzes as far as I know, but we'll see what happens in the future. Thank you very much.
Applause for
Martin. Brilliant.
Yeah, well done, Martin.
He's been stressing out all week over that and coming up with the questions. He actually bet me that 80% of people would get questions 5, 6 and 8 right. So he owes me 30 pence, 10p a question. We're big gamblers, Martin and I. Guys, we're at the end of the show, actually, and we're going to stay on after I've closed the recording. But I just wanted to say, if you're watching this, listening to this on YouTube or on the Negotiators podcast, thanks for joining us. I hope you got some good results in that quiz, and I hope you got some fantastic tips. I certainly did from the 2020 and 2021 experiences of everybody. Look forward to seeing you next year, which will be next week. Au revoir and goodbye.
Bye.